Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Marlene Lorendo, a lay Dominican living in Maine. The scriptures from the Gospel of John in the preaching is entitled, He Ate and Laughed.
The crowd said to Jesus, What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. So Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you. It was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So they said to Jesus, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. The Gospel of the Lord. Let's use our imaginations. Jesus satisfies our hunger and thirst. It is interesting how Jesus used the senses to parlay information about the spiritual life. The sense of taste in this gospel is prominent as hunger and thirst. We even have songs about it, like Taste and See. We have the Eucharist, both host and wine. We are united in this sense of food and drink. As for the other senses, sight, hearing, touch, they too are prominent. But tasting and eating bread was one of the most common. From Jesus' feeding of the multitudes to his appearances after the resurrection, breaking bread was an important event among people, an ingredient of living, but also a symbol of God's nourishing care and companionship. In his appearances, Jesus says more than a few times, Do you have anything to eat? What can be more basic? But also, can you imagine anything funnier than the resurrected Jesus asking the apostles in the upper room if there was anything to eat? Maybe they even started giggling a bit, and then contagious laughter spread among them. Even post-death, Jesus was asking if there was something to eat. Using my imagination again, I can see the whole room coming alive with laughter and joy. Jesus is the bread and drink of life. He promises to quench our desires for meaningful life and laughter. Jesus barbecuing fish on the beach? Jesus feeding 5,000 with a few pieces of bread and fish? Jesus breaking bread with the couple from Emmaus? He really emphasized making it front and center, didn't he? Shouldn't we also? Thank you.